We are back. Today is Motivational Monday. Actually, Motivational Monday Enlightenment Check-In. And yes, it's 11:28 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So here's the deal, right? I was going to get up really, really early in the morning. But, you know, here come the excuses. But what happened was, you guys, I was really up late working on dissertation. And, oh my gosh. So, didn't get to bed until like 2:30. And so I'm like, okay, I'm just going to pop right back up and get up and do this new show, you know, Motivational Mondays. And, sleep said, you know what, I think you're going to sit down. We'll lay down for a little bit longer. So, So right now it's like a afternoon check-in Monday. But next time, hopefully it will be in the a.m., like early. So I'm not sure what time. I don't know. I was thinking 5 a.m., 4 a.m. I don't know, because I'm up. Like, just up sometimes when I'm not staying up super late, trying to type up things and review journals, scholarly articles, and, you know, all that good stuff, writing APA style. So it's kind of hard. So this segment is going to be about, it's not too long. It's just going to be about how to start off your Monday, the things that you've been thinking about over the weekend, the things that you've been thinking about in life, just things that are just cluttering up your mind. And so I have, of course, my favorite jar of topics, you know, that go along with Mondays and everything. So just life things to think about, just, you know, before we get to work, while we're getting ready to work, while we're working out, just things that are on our mind, that are constantly on our mind. So we're just going to talk about this and become enlightened and try to motivate each other to keep going, because it's rough, especially on a Monday, but especially in life. So if you can hear that, I am choosing our, remember, imagine with me, it's supposed to be an early morning topic thing to, you know, to get our brains going. Okay, so the first one is mean what you say. So, early morning, Monday, that's when, you know, we're supposed to talk to each other. So we think about it. So, mean what we say. What does that mean? What does that mean? Mean what we say. So, if we are trying to get ourselves together, back on track, let's mean what we say. Let's stop putting it off. Let's stop blaming others. The reason why I didn't do it is because of this, you know, or I was going to go help because of that. Well, you know what? You have to be held accountable. You have to hold yourself accountable. Mean what you say. You know, like, it was completely my fault. I didn't get up early enough, because now we're having like almost an afternoon delight type of deal going on right now. But we have to mean what we say. If we say we're going to do it, then we do it. I think, and I was saying on one Friday, the hardest thing is starting it. So if we say, I'm going to start to work out, I'm going to get up, I have my whole plan written out, I have my workout clothes there, they're hanging on over the door or on your chair, and you're going to do it because you're tired of looking the way you do, you're tired of feeling the way you feel, you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. So it, you know, the time comes around, and what happens? I think I'm going to sleep in just a little bit longer. I can start tomorrow. Oh, was it Monday? Oh, it's Monday. Oh, no. I'll just start on Tuesday. Yeah, I'll just start on Tuesday. But what if tomorrow's not promised to you? You know, I hate to go there. My parents used to say that to me all the time. Well, Ashley, what if tomorrow's not promised to you? You need to do it today. I'm like, oh, gosh, here they go. But really, what if it's not promised to you? I mean, what are you going to do? So let's mean what we say. If we say we're going to commit to something, then let's try it. You know, we have to do something and follow through. You have to have good follow through in whatever we're trying to do, whether it's getting up in the morning and trying to, you know, exercise, or we're going to turn over a new leaf and try to calm ourselves down. You know, we have to mean what we say. If we make promises to our children or our siblings or parents or friends or just anyone, you know, someone at your job, you have to mean what you say. You can't put that off. You have to. It's your word. It's, you know, because people say, oh, no, I don't ever want to ask him or her to do anything because they never follow through. They're you know, they just talk a really good game. So we have to mean what we say. You know, if we say, if we're driving down the street and we're looking at all of these businesses and we say, wow, you know, one day I want to have my name on that building. You know, one day I'm going to do that. One day we have to mean what we say. It's so hard. And I'm not saying that it's easy. It's extremely difficult, you know, to keep pushing, to try to get it together, to own up to everything, our faults, just everything, to mean what we say. It's difficult, but some kind of way we have to find it deep down inside to keep pushing and do it. You know, we have to mean what we say. So I know life can be hard. Like, there's a million things that can happen, a million. So I'm trying to mean what I say. I'm trying to finish up my PhD, right? So, hello there. So with me, I started in 2007, and then things happened, life happened, I had to go out. And then next thing I knew, hey, I'm pregnant with the child. So, you know, I couldn't go back in at that time. And then I went back in 2011, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to keep trying. And then, you know, I had to leave that program for reasons we shall not discuss. Well, I'll just tell you anyway. My mentor did not like my topic that I worked so hard on that's so relevant to today. But anyway, we won't go there. And so, you know, I just felt like giving up. Like, I keep trying, but you know, I keep saying, yeah, I'm going to do it. I have to be a good role model for, you know, my children, for whoever else is secretly watching me that I don't even know about. You know, I have to do this. I have to mean what I say. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to finish it, I have to do this. I have to. And so I was able to find a school that took basically all of my credits. And so I know I have to start all over again, but hey, I'm doing it. And it's extremely difficult to be in school full time, to have a family, and to work full time. You know, it's very hard because things don't come easy. It's called life. And so I'm here to tell you, You have to mean what you say. If you say you're going to finish whatever it is, you have to do it. So I'll let you know what goes on. But at this point, I guess you could say I'm in it to win it. So it's hard, but, you know, we have to. And I'm pretty sure there are other things that are going on in you guys' lives that you say, oh, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'll finish it. Or, yeah, I'm going to start that business. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Well, mean it. Mean what you say. Because if that is what's going to make you happy, then you need to do it. Life is too short, you guys. I've had so many friends pass away at young ages, and I'm not even 43 yet. Not yet, but maybe in a couple months, but we won't go there. But, you know, I mean, this world is getting crazy. So, I mean, the crazier it gets, at least you can reach your goals, right? You can go out like, you know, like, hey, I did it. But, yeah, just stay strong. You have to stay strong. And so there's so many times where we want to give up and just not do it anymore. Just get in the bed, pull the covers over our head, and then just cry and just break down. Even if we did make promises to other people, you know, that are counting on us. But we have to find the motivation to get it together, to go out, to, you know, to do what we said we're going to do. How are we going to do it? Well, we have to make a plan. And I say we have to do small steps, take small steps. Even if the first step is, okay, I'm looking at my desk. I'm just going to get my papers organized. Okay. That's step one. If step two is, you know, the next day you're making two phone calls to, you know, to someone because you said that you would check in on something, then do it. Those two steps count. If the next one is, okay, I'm going to meet someone somewhere so we can discuss something, that's great. Then make that next baby step. You know, but if you make promises, you have to carry out on them. I mean, that's just what we have to do. I mean, life can be so difficult, but we have to find a way to make it less difficult, to try to ease our pain. So, I mean, take those small steps. Those, I call them small victories. So we can get to the part where we mean what we say, so people know that we're serious, you know, because there are people that are doubting us. There are people that are waiting for us to fail. And we don't care about what those people think, but care about you. Care about you, you reaching your goals and what you are going to do to get there. Because I'm telling you, those people aren't going to pay your bills, okay? They are not going to pay your bills at all. Well, the only thing they're going to do is just sit there and laugh at you and wait for you to fail. So, you know, just take those small steps, and just celebrate that. Because that's one step closer than you were the day before. So you can keep your promises. We are as good as our word. So, again, mean what you say. So, I know that it's like 11:42 a.m. It's almost noon, almost lunchtime. And this really should have been like more of a morning talk. But, hey, we're just going to roll with it, right? I have to mean what I say. And if I say I'm going to get up early and do this early, then I have to do that for next Monday, right? No matter what, if I have to get myself ready, get my children ready, get my husband ready, whatever, I have to mean what I say as well. So everything applies to me too. Not just anyone, not just others, but we have to get it together. So, what else is going on out there, you guys, on a Monday? Is it just me, or is it like extra hard to keep your eyes open on a Monday? Because I am like so sleepy right now. I could just, you know, again, curl up and do nothing, but I know I can't do that. So I have one more thing that I have to say, because the first thing, the first topic that I pulled was mean what you say. So, you know, we have to do the things we need to do to get to where we need to be, to mean what we say. So another one is stop allowing people to use you. How many of you guys have ever been used by someone? How did it feel? Did it feel bad? Yeah, I'm sure it felt bad. Because when we are used by others, it makes you feel like almost violated. And for those of you that have been used, you are a giver. Most givers give unconditionally. They give without limits, you know, because that's what they do. That's the good in them. That's the kind of person you are. But we have to watch out for those people that try to take advantage of us, because those are the same people that are waiting for us to fail. And they use you and use you and use you, and you never, ever, you know, you never, ever receive help from them. They never come to your rescue, and they use you until you have nothing left to give. And so we have to watch out for people like that. So if you have a dream, whatever it is, watch out for those people, because sometimes those people don't want you to do well. They don't want you to reach your goals, to mean what you say, to be the person who you're supposed to be, because they have downfalls themselves. So it could be family members. It could be people at your job. Oh my gosh, we won't even get on that. But it could be anybody, anyone. But please don't allow those people to use you. You know, if they come around and say, oh, hey, you know, can you give me a ride to this place? Like, okay, yeah, you know, it's cool. I'll do it this time. And then next time, like, oh, I need a ride across town. Like, okay, all right, but I'm almost out of gas. Well, it's not that far. I mean, if they're not willing to help you, to even give you some gas money or whatever, pretty sure they're, you know, using you. Or if you have that person that tries to come over and, oh, I just need to stay a night or two, and then it turns into like 2 or 3 months, you might be, you know, a victim right there, and you might be getting used. Or if it's a person that sees something in you, that sees the greatness in you, and that wants to take your ideas or whatever. You know, I mean, you have to be careful of those people, because they will use you and take your ideas for their own. So you have to watch out for those people so that you can reach your goals. That's our main purpose. We have to reach our goals. So, you know, just be careful. And it's so sad, because, you know, we should be able to be nice to everyone, to be friendly, to talk freely or whatever. But there are always people who have problems deep down inside, you know, that cover it up and that will use you. So just walk away. Walk away. You could be in a relationship like that. Your husband or your wife, your boyfriend or your girlfriend that completely just use you. And don't think that you're getting over on them because they're giving you good sex or whatever, because you can still be getting used. That's just, to them, that's just payment. Like, yeah, well, you know, I do this to them or do that to them, and they'll be okay, but, you know, they still pay for everything. So just watch out for that, because people like that will stop you from reaching your goals, stop you from making those baby steps, will stop you from doing your, you know, having small victories for yourself. We have to stop. We have to watch out for them. So I'd really, next time, I'd like to hear from someone on how they are going to start off their Monday and, you know, do the right thing. Are they going to mean what they say? Are you going to stop allowing people to use you? Are you going to, you know, go out there and start your small baby steps? Are you going to find your purpose, or have you found your purpose, but you just don't know how to start? I'd like to hear from you guys to see, like, what's going on. Because I know there's a lot of things going on in people's lives, and sometimes we just don't have anybody to talk to. So it's, you know, you can call me. Hey, let me know what's up. You can speak to me and let me know, you know, how your Monday's going, what you're going to do, what you're going to have for lunch, if you eat lunch. Do I eat lunch? Yeah, I snack. I don't know. I tried these things called bugles. They're pretty good. They're like cone shaped, you know, little bugles. I don't know why they're called bugles. Is there a horn called a bugle? Or, so a beagle is a dog, right? Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, see where I am. But, you know, we need to just keep it together. Don't let ourselves be vulnerable around people that like to use us. And if we make promises to others, we need to keep our word, mean what we say. So I am running out of time. This was just a quick check in. And I really would like to hear from you guys. If you have something on a Monday that you would like to talk about, or tell me how you get ready on your Monday, and, you know, let's chat. So my website is still under construction. I'm sorry, I'm like so horrible with building a website, but yeah, I'm learning, you know, I mean, meaning what I say, so I have to get it done, right? All right, so once that's up and running, my website is positiveecs.com. You can shoot me out an email at positiveecs@gmail.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Positive Enlight. Tumblr is Positive Enlightenment. Instagram is Positive Enlighten. And Twitter is Positive Enlighten as well. Yes. So I wrote it really big so I can see it, even though I still have glasses. You know, it's like I'm still blind. Like, what? Do I need to go back to the eye doctor or something? Hey, I guess, you know, after 40, things just start happening. We'll talk about that too, because, oh my gosh, my knees. Whew. But anyway, thank you guys for my midday check-in. And I promise I'm going to mean what I say, and it's going to be a whole lot earlier, like in the morning. I'm not sure what time, 4 a.m., 5 a.m., you know, somewhere around there. But I am on the East Coast, Eastern Standard Time. So, yes, it has been wonderful. And hopefully you guys will join us on Friday. We do Free for All Fridays. That starts like around 11 p.m. Of course, Eastern Standard Time, where we come up with some real crazy topics. Yeah, so hopefully the children will be asleep by then, because, you know, it might be a little bit inappropriate. I don't know why I'm whispering, but yeah, that just did my mom right then. Yeah, so Free for All Fridays, that is on Fridays at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, so you can call in and text or what have you. Just communicate and enjoy. All right. Well, thank you so much. You guys have been great. And remember, stay strong. You can do this. Break the unbreakable. Obtain the unobtainable. Stop the unstoppable. Be bold. Push the limits. Don't let any man or woman stop you. Remember that.